different things work for different folks, but I am all about the data. So if I can see the data and something that can show me that you are actually getting into a de-stress mode, then you know, I'm happy, you're happy.
And you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Welcome to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. I am Debbie Robinson, your host and guide on your Stronger Bones Lifestyle journey.
My next guest is Anne-Marie Boyhan. She is a sleep expert and the founder of the Sleep Care Company. Anne-Marie is a certified functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and looks at root cause analysis for issues regarding sleep. She's a sleep science coach, and she uses functional medicine lab testing to help busy professionals banish their insomnia. She is the author of the Sleep Journal, a science-backed wellness journal for sleep, and she believes in the best days are built around great sleep. You could find Anne-Marie and her website, thesleepcarecompany.com. Anne-Marie, welcome to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. I am looking so forward to talking with you today about this huge topic, sleep.
Thanks, Debbie, for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, well, sleep is something we all do and we all need it, as we know. So let's start with your story, a little bit about what got you here. Why did sleep matter to you at this phase of your life?
I am obsessed with sleep, but it wasn't always that way. So I found myself in the depths of despair through sleep deprivation. I was working in a corporate job, managing a big team. I was very stressed, reporting to a lot of CEOs and C-suite people. And I was very stressed. I couldn't sleep. I had two little ones at home, so working full time. And basically, I got ill due to sleep deprivation. I didn't realize at the time that sleep deprivation causes burnout. And it wasn't until I ended up in my doctor's office and he told me that I was burning out that I realized what had happened. So I didn't know how to take care of myself. I didn't know what self-care was, but it was very much the mentality, you know, you sleep when you're dead. People used to come into meetings and say, oh, I only had 3-4 hours sleep last night. And it was a boastful thing. So we live in a productive society. It is all about productivity, how much work people are doing. And yeah, I guess I never switched off. I was always on email, on social media, answering emails, answering people who were working late into the night. And I was at their beck and call. And I had a wake-up call, basically, through that doctor's visit. And I decided to turn my life around. I thought, well, if other people are going through this, then, you know, it's not just me. So I went back and decided to leave that corporate career and tried to figure out how to get myself better. And I tried all the sleep hygiene things. I obsessively studied sleep, every scientific sleep paper out there. I wrote a sleep journal, which is a wellness journal, which I have in the Sleep Care Company, which is my company. And it is very scientifically backed. It has all the tips from the main sleep scientists in the world and methods to get you back to sleep. However, it wasn't enough. The sleep hygiene wasn't enough. So then I discovered functional lab testing and I studied functional diagnostic nutrition and ran all the labs on myself. And it was only then that I was able to get myself better, sleep well again, and be where I am now, founding the Sleep Care Company and helping others banish insomnia.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because there are a couple of things you talked about, sleep hygiene, which is what's been used a lot. People maybe understand that at this point or know about that. Those are all the tools. Try this, try this, try this. And then you're an FDN, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. So am I. And that is so key. And we'll talk at the end of our talk today about functional lab testing and what you really uncover and why it's so important to uncover those deep imbalances that are contributing to sleep. So we'll get to that. Well, thanks for sharing that. I'm glad that you're obsessed with sleep. And then the sleep journal that you wrote on your website, that's available to anyone to download? Or is that something someone purchases?
So it is a book. It's a physical book and you can purchase it on thesleepcarecompany.com. I would hope to offer it as a digital edition as well. So, but at the moment it is a book. And what I find that people love is to have it by their bedside table. It looks beautiful, but they can do their brain dumping before bed. So basically you're writing in your journal before bed. There's been a study done in Baylor University in the States to say that people who get their to-do list out of their head and get their thoughts out of their head before bed sleep better than people who reflect on their day like journaling. So it's a method. I call it brain dumping, but it's essentially getting all those worries, your worry time, out of your head onto paper. And there's more studies that talk about using analog as opposed to digital. So going back to writing, going back to reading, getting off the screens, that's what it's all about. And that's why I like to have that physical piece so that people can do it as a ritual or routine before bed.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So, and we'll have links in the show notes to your website for that and other things you offer. So just, can you tell us what we know about sleep? Like, why is sleep so important? What are some of the things that happen during sleep?
Sleep is so important, and there's processes that happen only when we sleep. And the three big things that happen when we sleep, they are mentally, physically, and health-wise. So mentally, the processes that happen when we sleep help us the next day with better concentration, our performance, our learning. Then physically, if we haven't slept, we don't have fast reflexes, we're less accurate. I find my people I work with, they really need to focus. They don't have that. They feel brain fog. They might have a greater risk of injury. And then the third pillar is that it really affects our health. When we don't sleep long term, it can affect us metabolically. It can affect our weight. And people who don't sleep can eat 300 more calories the next day. Our immunity and our infection rate is much higher when we don't sleep, so we're more likely to pick up colds or viruses. And it reduces the risk of long-term disease like diabetes and heart disease. And the interesting thing about sleep, you know, we really know so little about it, but the brain's lymphatic system was only discovered 14 years ago by scientists. And this is the most important thing that happens during sleep. So it's a brain drain, and it's basically the cells are cleaned down by our brain's lymphatic system. So it's the lymphatic system of the brain. And when you don't sleep, or if you've had a really rough night's sleep, or if you have insomnia, your brain isn't doing that brain drain every night. So it's kind of like if you were in an office block and the cleaners come in at night and they clean your desks and empty the trash, everything's nice and clean in the morning. But if they don't come in at night, then the next day you're going to come into an office that is so dirty and untidy. So it's exactly like that. So the next day, if we don't do that brain drain at night, or if our brain isn't allowed to do it through sleep, then we're going to have brain fog the next day. We might feel hungover, even if we haven't had any alcohol. We're going to not be able to concentrate. We're going to be grumpy with our colleagues or our children or our relationships. It has so many knock-on effects. So, and they're really only finding out about this now. So there's one thing that, you know, we can do to help us drain that brain, and it's through looking at the analysis and through the functional lab testing. But there is like binders that you can take that can help with this, and it's immediate relief for people that are suffering from insomnia.
Okay, well, we're going to get to the what you can do at the end. So setting up the information here, there was a study too that just came out, I want to say University of Virginia or somewhere on the East Coast, that talked about the lymphatic system and the all the cleansing that's taking place at night. And you mentioned that some of the big things that were happening, you eat more calories the next day, your body physically is going to be more achy or not able to do what it does. And then the last thing you said was diseases, and you mentioned heart disease and cancer. Well, those are metabolic diseases. And my ladies, most of the ladies that listen to the podcast have osteoporosis, which is a metabolic disease, just like cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And so it really, when we talk about metabolism, we're now talking about the biochemistry of the body. And this is why the functional lab testing is so important, because there's a deep imbalance inside that we can then uncover with functional labs. And from a bone perspective, bone repair takes place while we're sleeping. That's where the bones are building instead of dissolving. And if you're not doing that, you're not focusing on that. And then there's a lot of pro-inflammatory markers, and inflammation is a major root cause of bone loss and of so many diseases that we're seeing today. All that yeah. Inflammation. Okay. So yes, lots is being learned. And when you said 14 years ago, what's the date on that? Just in case people are listening to this in future times and it's like, wait, I just want to know, like, what was that? Are we talking 2009-ish?
Yeah, it's okay. 2008, 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, but what that is, it to me, it shows how new, you know, how we're always learning about sleep, but there is a newfound appreciation for sleep, I believe, as a result, because it is no longer a case. Well, certainly the people that come to me for help have tried everything. They've tried the sleep hygiene, they've tried the sprays and the lavender oil, you know, all of the things, and it doesn't work for some people.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't work for a lot. I think that's what I'm noticing out there, is all the grasping at straws. You know, do I use lavender oil? Do I take a bath? Do I do this? It's not one thing. It's balance and everything. So could you talk about insomnia and the types of insomnia? Are there two? Is it type 1 and type 2 insomnia?
Yeah, that's right. So I specialize in insomnia. So either type 1 or type 2. So I cater for both. But basically, one is where you can't fall asleep, so you have difficulty falling asleep. And then the other one is where you've difficulty maintaining sleep. So you may be able to fall asleep okay, but you wake up in the night. And the people that suffer from both of these, they really are in a bad place. I don't know if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, how awful you feel the next day. But if you have that compounded by weeks, I have some people that have had it for years, you know, 14 years, 10 years, 2 years. It's really debilitating. And especially, you know, for anyone, but a lot of the people I work with are that corporate person, or they're a business person who is in a high performing job, and they need to sleep so that they are focused, so that they can make those big decisions. You know, there's a statistic that says that a senior person or a CEO that's functioning on less than 4 hours sleep a night, it is the physiological equivalent of being drunk on the job. So it's so important. And there really are a group of people that I want to help, because if we can perform better the next day, how amazing can we be? And if we even look at the sports world, you know, all of the top athletes, not even top athletes, you know, they mightn't be playing for their country, but, you know, even on a semi-professional or amateur level, people are really looking at their sleep. And you know that when you sleep, you can perform amazingly the next day. So an example is Roger Federer. And when he was at the height, you know, the tennis player, when he was at the height of his success and winning all those titles, when he played Wimbledon, for example, he would want 12 to 14 hours sleep a night. And he had a young family at the time. So what he would do was he would go to the tournament and he would book two houses. And one was for him and his sleep so that he could sleep, and the other was for his partner and his family. So he didn't have any distractions. He just focused on getting that really good quality sleep every night and was able to perform. And, you know, you hear of lots of other professional athletes who have done similar. So yeah, it's so important. I mean, I can't say Roger Federer had insomnia, but the people I deal with do. So that's the people I help. And until they can get back into that performance zone, they really are suffering.
Yeah. And I think that what I'm noticing when I was looking at the sleep studies and some sleep research to prepare for our talk today, and I was looking at the link with bone health and sleep, that they study, a lot of the sleep studies are done on night workers. So they look at people who are doing the opposite life, right? So most of us are sleeping at night and up during the day. And we know so much more about circadian rhythm for internal balance and for setting up your body clock. And so we study people that have issues and we look at what is it that they're doing differently. And then you can see where the issues are. And with the Roger Federer case, there's an example of here's how to optimize your performance, right? So a guy who's at the tippy top of his game and that how crucial that was. So that's really amazing. So let's talk about these, you know, you talked about sleep hygiene and your ladies are doing the oils and the this. Well, I mean, you might have ladies and men. I mostly deal with women, but you know, they're doing a lot of the things. So the real healing is when you look under the hood, so to speak, and you find out what's going on deep inside. Where are the imbalances? That brings in functional lab testing. That's what both of us do. We're both functional diagnostic nutrition practitioners. And I believe that was a big part of your healing journey. And that's been a huge part of mine. Yeah. We, the ladies we work with, the people we work with, I know that it's very hard to heal without that. It's really, really so critical when you get this information. So talk about some of the labs you run, some of the things you find that you consider to be pretty critical and crucial and huge needle movers for you that become beyond using lavender oil or beyond a bath. What are some of those big pieces that start to get the shifting to happen for people?
Right. And the reason you have to get under the hood is that you have to tackle everything at once. So find out what exactly is going on under the hood in your body, in your biochemistry. Find out where the imbalances are. And people who are healthy sleep. So I don't mean that in a bad way, but usually when you can't sleep or when you have insomnia, there is an imbalance in your body. Even if you think you're eating healthily and you're exercising and doing all the things. So as I said, you know, the men and women who come to me, they have tried everything. So you mentioning sleep hygiene to them is they're so over it. They're like, no, they have done sleep studies. So sleep studies, even, you know, sleep studies primarily look out for sleep apnea, which is, you know, a snoring condition. It's when you stop breathing when you're snoring. So they've undergone sleep studies. A lot of them have undergone CBTI for insomnia, which is cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. So it's not just the over-the-counter stuff. They might be taking sleeping pills. They might be taking other medication that their doctor has prescribed. And sometimes their doctors are at a loss now as what to do with them. So this is why one has to find out the imbalances in their body to figure out why they're not sleeping. So once we can find those and identify those, then usually what happens is they get back to sleep again. So the lab tests that are run on them are the GI map. So it's a gut stool test. So that looks at everything from your balance in your gut dysbiosis, to see if you've leaky gut or any type of bacteria in your body. So H. pylori would be a big one for insomnia. Lots of things are parasites, any bacterial infection. Another thing we can see with the GI map is your liver and beta glucuronidase. So how is your liver? And liver is actually quite an interesting one for people with insomnia. And 90% of my clients have a liver issue. And it basically, the liver, if you look at it, in Chinese medicine, the liver detoxifies between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. So if you have a congested liver or a liver that's not able to detoxify and get rid of all the things that we are ingesting every day, or our hormones and our coffee or alcohol, and so many toxins that we are just exposed to on a daily basis, then what happens is our liver goes, hey, I'm not able to do my job. Cortisol is released. It's a stressor, and that wakes us up in the night. So the people who are waking up at the same time every night, and if it's between 1 and 3 a.m., it can be point to a liver issue. So that's one of the lab tests. Another one that's really important is neurotransmitters. So our neurotransmitters are made in the gut again. So the gut-brain access is huge. So the gut talks to the brain 90% of the time. So a lot of the times the gut feeling and the feelings we have that we might think are a mental issue are actually due to our neurotransmitters and due to imbalances in the gut. So things like depression or anxiety, or, you know, any of those gut feelings that we can get. So neurotransmitters, the ones that I look at, it's a neuro panel that I run with Nordic Labs, and it looks at things like serotonin, so our happy hormone, GABA. So we need that as well, like our get up and go. So what happens with our neurotransmitters is they help produce melatonin, which is the sleep hormone that we need for sleep. So they are the building blocks for melatonin. So if they're imbalanced, then we can't produce enough melatonin, and hence we can't sleep. Now, they can also affect our mood and our motivation, and things like another neurotransmitter is dopamine. So that's our, you know, it's kind of our reward, or our, it's kind of, you know, that type of feeling. So there's about 7 neurotransmitters that I look at, but they're the main ones. And it's a urine test. And again, it can tell me so much about what a person needs when it comes to sleep, because if your neurotransmitters are off, then you're not sleeping. Another test I look at is the Dutch test. So it's a dried urine sample. So this looks at our circadian health, so our stress over the course of the day. And night, and it also looks at our sex hormones. So again, if our sex hormones aren't in balance, then, you know, we're not sleeping. It can also point to lots of things that are happening in our liver. So I know I spoke about the liver earlier, so I'm coming back to it again because it's so important when it comes to sleep. And with the Dutch test, we can look at how you're actually detoxifying, so your actual detoxification pathways, and see if any of those are not working, and then help you balance those back. So they are the main ones. I also look at other things depending on what comes up for a person. So mold is a big issue for sleep. So sometimes if someone has mold, it can affect their sleep, can also affect their sinuses and show up differently for everyone. And I would also look at diet really intricately. It's a huge factor for sleep. You know, if we have any inflammation in our diet, get people onto the right diet. But there are just a couple of things under the hood that can really point to insomnia. I won't put a figure on it, but I do have a list of insomnia markers that I go through and I check like thoroughly to see how you're doing on each.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, when, like, to go back to the GI map, when you were talking about the GI map and talking about, and then you're talking about the metabolites, the neurotransmitters and the urine, what I notice when I work with women, and my goal, sleep is something I talk to them about because that's one of the pillars of health. But what I notice is once I start to look for the imbalance and then find it and then heal them. So we're looking at parasites, yeast, bacterial overgrowth, dysbiosis, inflammation, you get liver markers, all of that stuff. Once you start to heal, I notice a mental emotional lightness. Like I can see from one session, sometimes if I go a few months in between sessions, if I'm in a group program, or I see people more regularly, if I'm in a private program with them, there's like a lightness that comes into them, like a happiness, almost like their area that they're in is lighter because they're smiling more, they're happier, they're feeling more confident. Then they tell me they're sleeping better. I had a woman in my last group course last week. She said, I check in, I'm like, how is everybody doing? And I did a stool test on her and a hair mineral, and we're working, just the beginning of working, just her first protocol on balancing her minerals and healing her gut. And I found H. pylori and some other things. And she said, the last two nights, I have slept all the way through the night, and I can't tell you when the last time is that that happened. And that is one of my biggest issues. Now, I couldn't put a finger. She goes, is it the potassium I'm taking? Is it this? I'm like, it's all of it. It's all of it. It's finding that internal balance. So that's why when you run these functional labs and you start to target, like you said, you have to do everything at once. I would say that doing everything at once means you have to start focusing on internal metabolic balance. And, you know, doing lavender oil and doing all of these things, those are great. And they might be hitting little things here and there. There might be some thing that's happening with lavender oil, but to go deep and to start balancing the deep insides. So I notice sleep improvement. I notice happiness improvement. And yes, they reverse bone loss. Some of them are reversing osteoporosis because they're really close to that line. It's just amazing, Anne-Marie, what we can do when we start to look deep and heal. And so when you do this, then you give them a protocol and you give them like, what are some of your biggest, like you mentioned a little bit, like diet, you work on diet with them. So what are, not giving away too much, because of course we want people to contact you and work with you. But what are like, just give us a couple of big needle movers that you would suggest. You know, like, so I specialize in bone health and I'm doing functional labs. I'm having people remove gluten. So I'm having everyone get rid of that right off the bat, and dairy and some other things. And then from a physical perspective, I'm going to have them stand on one leg or do some kind of physical movement to strengthen their bones. And then for sleep, my number one tool would be that you attach a light switch to your thoughts and you physically actually visualize that you go like this and turn it off at night. And then of course you have to practice. It doesn't just happen. So just like some, you know, tools that some of your tips that you give away on Instagram, like some of the things that you tell people, like here's some big things we all need to do.
Yeah. And they are similar, but people do have light bulb moments and great, you know, have great progress through some of the tips. So I would definitely say diet is huge to make progress. And like I said, some people think they're healthy, but when you actually deep dive into things, blood sugar is a big issue for people with insomnia. Actually getting people to measure their blood sugar. And that's a big one. If their blood sugar is very dysregulated, it will wake them up at night. So again, it's causing that cortisol to go off in the night that wakes them up. So getting their diet dialed in properly. So that would be number one. Definitely the gluten is a big issue as well. And then there are some people who are on a standard American diet or a standard European diet, and they might be eating processed food. People drink alcohol, you know, alcohol is a big stressor on the body. So working on my program, you know, alcohol is a big no-no. And you can see those people with the liver issues. It has taken a long time for the body to get into this state of imbalance. So it does take a while to get out. I'm not saying do it for life, you know, but that is one of the big factors. And there's other things that really work. So stress is a big component for a lot of people and a lot of people who come to me. So it's managing that stress. So how am I going to do that? So, you know, I spoke about myself. I didn't know how to de-stress when I was in that bad place, not sleeping. And there are a lot of people who are like that. So it's teaching people methods that to de-stress. So even little things you can do during the day, you know, I'm not suggesting, I think naps are great if you can do them on the weekend, but you know, you can have micro sleeps during the day and actually just allow yourself, you know, to sit somewhere and close your eyes. That is actually resting. And I would do resonant breathing with people. So actually measuring their HRV, so their heart rate variability, and getting them to breathe so that they go into that rest and digest, de-stress mode. You know, different things work for different folks, but I am all about the data. So if I can see the data and something that can show me that you are actually getting into a de-stress mode, then, you know, I'm happy, you're happy.
And you're sleeping.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is, yeah, there's a lot there. But what I noticed in your answer, Anne-Marie, is that it isn't just an easy fix. That it's not just stop eating gluten. It's diet and blood sugar regulation and stress management, and not just looking at that as here's one way to do that or one way, you know, it's what are all the things we need to do. And this is something that is worth taking control of, worth being in charge of, and is possible to actually shift, right? Because you've seen it in yourself and all the people you've worked with, the hundreds of people you've worked with, you've seen this and all the work you do. So yeah, it's deep, it's a lot, and it's possible. And so, yeah. All right, well, we've learned so much today. Thank you so much. I would love to do more with you. I'm going to have a membership program in 2024 starting and have speakers, guest speakers. I'd love to do something with you on some bigger level because it is such a huge pillar of health for all of us. And we didn't even touch on this, but cognitive decline is probably the biggest fear. And, you know, you're younger, young mom with kids. But for those of us that are, you know, in this other part of life, I don't know if it's the other part, I'm not going to call it that, but just wherever we are, cognitive decline is such a big issue. So sleep becomes super imperative for that glymphoid system and all that healing. So hopefully in the future, we'll do something. In the meantime, how can people find you? Do you have any quizzes or any free giveaways that you have on your website that they could go and get now to start working on some of these and then maybe potentially get in touch with you and do some of your programs?
You can get in touch with me on thesleepcarecompany.com. That's my website. I'm also on LinkedIn as my name. So that's Anne Marie Boyhan, B-O-Y-H-A-N. And yeah, you can check out my freebies on my website. And I'm usually at the end of an Instagram as well. I'm the Sleep Care Company on Instagram. So yeah, I get lots of questions. So yeah, absolutely. I'm here to help.
Yeah. So reach out to Anne Marie with any questions. I think it's amazing. I'm in Los Angeles. You're in Dublin. And we are having this great conversation. It's almost time for you to sleep. And I just woke up. Well, Anne Marie, thank you so much for joining me. And I look forward to future conversations with you.
I can't wait, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Stronger Bones Lifestyle Podcast. Bone loss is not an inevitable part of aging. We don't have to just wait for it to happen. There is so much that you can do. And that is what you will learn each week on the show. Go to my website, debbierobinson.com, if you want more information about what was shared in today's episode. At the bottom of this episode in the show notes, there will be links to whatever was shared. Please subscribe to this podcast. Share this podcast with your friends, your family, or any women that you think may be interested or benefit from the information we're sharing. Please rate the podcast. And if you have any questions you'd like asked or answered, I would love to hear from you. Let's do this, ladies. Let's change the way the world views osteoporosis and slow down, stop, or reverse our bone loss, take charge, and show other ladies what is possible. Thank you so much for joining me.